The robots reported having found her there together with the dead body. And something else was present as well. A robot. That robot had not been summoned. It was already there. It was not one of the regular staff. No other robot had seen it before or knew its function or assignment. Nor could anything be discovered from the robot in question. It was not in working order. When found, its motions were disorganized, and so, apparently, was the functioning of its positronic brain. It could give none of the proper responses, either verbal or mechanical, and after exhaustive investigation by a robotics expert, it was declared a total loss. Its only activity that had any trace of organization was its constant repetition of, "You're going to kill me. You're going to kill me. You're going to kill me." No weapon that could possibly have been used to crush the dead man's skull was located. Bailey said suddenly, "I'm going to eat, Daniil. And then we see Agent Gruer again. Or view him, anyway." Hannes Gruer was still eating when contact was established. He ate slowly, choosing each mouthful carefully from a variety of dishes, peering at each anxiously as though searching for some hidden combination he would find most satisfactory. Bailey thought, "He may be a couple of centuries old. Eating may be getting dull for him." Gruer said, "I greet you, gentlemen. You received our report, I believe." His bald head glistened as he leaned across the table to reach a titbit. "Yes, we have spent an interesting session with Mrs. Delmar also," said Bailey. "Good, good," said Gruer. "And to what conclusion, if any, did you come?" Bailey said, "That she is innocent, sir." Gruer looked up sharply. "Really?" Bailey nodded. Gruer said, "And yet she was the only one who could see him, the only one who could possibly be within reach," Bailey said. "That's been made clear to me. And no matter how firm social customs are on Solaria, the point is not conclusive. May I explain?" Gruer had returned to his dinner. "Of course." "Murder rests on three legs," said Bailey. "Each equally important. They are motive, means, and opportunity. For a good case against any suspect, each of the three must be satisfied. Now, I grant you that Mrs. Delmar had the opportunity. As for the motive, I've heard of none." Gruer shrugged. "We know of none." For a moment, his eyes drifted to the silent Daniil.